Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've done a few stories about the problems Hertz was having, where people rented cars from Hertz and then extended their rentals. And somewhere along the line, Hertz would report that the car was stolen and the person who rented the car would get arrested. And the first few times it happened, people were like, wow, how could that happen? And then it happened more and more and again, to where it looked like it was almost like a business practice. Because no one was making these same allegations, at least not at this level, with the other car rental companies. So, after a huge spate of bad publicity, Hertz has now apparently decided to try to resolve these issues. But it's all tied up in court, and I'll try to explain this as best I can. Both John and Neil pointed this out to me, that Bloomberg has got a great article. Hertz makes settlement offers to end false arrest lawsuits. Stephen Church and David Welsh wrote this. Hertz has offered to settle about 36 cases filed by renters that say they were wrongly arrested for auto theft. Now, 36 is just a small fraction, but it's a step in the right direction. This push to settle the cases comes after a new person took over as general counsel for the rental company. During her first month on the job, she made it her top priority to end the lawsuits from more than 230 customers accusing Hertz of improperly calling in the police. And this is mostly while they were discussing overdue rentals. We've tried to take a step back and say, how can we make progress in a way that is fair to our customers and is based on individual facts and circumstances, she said in an interview. Hertz lost a key court battle earlier this month when a federal judge allowed more than 70 customers to sue them for false arrest. Until then, Hertz had successfully forced nearly all of the lawsuits to remain under the supervision of a bankruptcy judge in Delaware. So Hertz, at one point in time, was in bankruptcy court, and they said, hey, if you're suing us, you got to do it here. And there you're running the risk that the bankruptcy judge might say, well, they haven't got the money, sorry. The attorney declined to say how much money the company is offering to the victims and their families. And this article says alleged victims, but I didn't. Hundreds of customers say in court papers that Hertz filed police reports against them and had them falsely arrested, often at gunpoint. A small number of those cases allege errors by Hertz employees, which caused police to pull over innocent customers on suspicion of driving stolen cars. Lawyers for the customers say about 100 more claims are being prepared for filing, but haven't been filed yet. So, like I said, it's 70 of the cases that were possibly going to be tied up in bankruptcy court, but about 36 cases have had settlement offers. But literally the number is in the hundreds of how many claims they're facing. Victims, of course, get to review the offers, and they can accept them, they can reject them, they can counter, whatever they want to do. That's according to one attorney who is in Philadelphia who spent years fighting Hertz in court. He said, Hertz has indicated interest in settlement in the past only to reveal they were not serious about addressing the full scope of the harm they've caused. Hertz must also agree to withdraw theft reports it filed against about 40 customers who are still being prosecuted. False arrest claims are an early challenge for this attorney, that is the general counsel of the corporation, who became the top lawyer there last month and the chief executive officer who took over in February. And he also pledged that Hertz would change its ways to protect customers who've done nothing wrong from false arrests. The company will try to settle as many of the cases as it can in the coming months, says the CEO. Some offers will be for more money than the victims asked for in their bankruptcy court claims. Other offers will be for significantly less. And of course, they're going to do this by a case-by-case basis. Hertz Corp is the unit of Hertz Global Holdings, Inc. that operates Hertz, Dollar, and Thrifty rental brands. And they do that also in Europe, the Americas, Asia, Africa, and Australia. The company filed bankruptcy in 2020 as the COVID-19 pandemic ravaged the economy and brought car rentals to a halt. Hertz exited bankruptcy oversight last year, but left behind a shell company to pay off its older disputed debts, including the false arrest claims. Hertz filed thousands of criminal cases against customers annually, according to court documents. The company says the majority involved disputes about vehicles that weren't returned on time and likely stolen. And it tries to contact customers via the phone or text messages emails and certified letters about overdue cars and tries to get them back through private means, working for about 63 days beyond the return date before involving police. So they're saying, look, we'll rent you the car and we'll discuss what the rental period is for. When you get to the end of the rental period and you haven't made arrangements to extend that, we'll do everything we can for 63 days before we call the police. But the allegations that many of these people made was, I called, extended the lease, they've got my credit card information, they can just do the extension, and somehow that message got lost. So lawyers for the renters say all the cases could cost Hertz $700 million. Company said in a quarterly filing that it does not expect the settlements to have a significant impact on the bottom line. So it's either no significant impact or it's $700 million. Because I think $700 million would be a significant number unless, you know, I'm not sure quite how they're doing their books over there. But again, they split off that shell company and let the shell company take care of it. And many people will remember that the automakers, two of the big three that I often refer to, GM and Chrysler, went bankrupt not so long ago. I mean, a little while ago, but I mean, you know, I remember when it happened. It was this century. And I know people who did business. I actually know a guy pretty well who is an attorney at a big law firm, downtown Detroit, big law firm. They did a ton of work for one of those two companies. And I saw him in court after the bankruptcy filing. I said, hey, how's it going, man? He goes, oh, not too good. I go, why is that? And he goes, you heard that Chrysler and GM went bankrupt, right? And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, he goes, my firm had $10 million in outstanding billing that they owed us, referring to one of the two companies. And he goes, it all got written off in bankruptcy. $10 million. And now, when you hear these stories in the news and somebody says, well, this could cost the corporation $700 million or $15 million or whatever. Yeah, those numbers would be big to us, but in the news, they don't seem like they're that big. But here, my friend, with a $10 million write-off, he goes, myself and the other people in my team who represented that company, that represented a huge portion of their work for an entire year. And he said, and his salary and his bonus are tied to not how much work they do, but how much they get paid for the work they do. So when the $10 million got written off in bankruptcy, he goes, there goes my entire year's salary for the most part. And catastrophic for him. And the crazy part was, a couple years later, companies are just back in business, doing business, and I think my friend still works for him. I didn't follow it that closely to see exactly, you know, what happened with respect to the corporate names and so on, but I know that they'd pull the plug in the old one, create a new one, and just keep going. And of course, Chrysler has changed names and owners a few times since then, corporate structures and so on. But Hertz, as of now, is making settlement offers to end the false arrest lawsuits. They've done this now for about three dozen cases, but there are hundreds more of them to go. We'll see what happens. John and Neil, thanks for sending it. Bloomberg published the story. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. If you can't explain it to a six-year-old, you don't understand it yourself.